This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, is everybody ready for the reinstatement of Roseanne Barr on the Roseanne Barr Show? Because, you know, a few years back, 4 years back, just when cancel culture was picking up itself and becoming a thing, she did a tweet on Twitter, which is where the only place you can do tweets, talking about the way Valerie Jarrett looked. Which, if anybody thinks Valerie Jarrett is some ravishing beauty, and you took umbrage at her description, remember one thing about Roseanne Barr. She's a stand-up comedian first. That's it. And a true comedian. I mean, picture, if you will, any comedian today. My two favorite comedians are dead, and they went after everything. Bill Hicks, Sam Kinison. But think about Eddie Murphy. Think about Richard Pryor. Think about any stand-up comedian today from the old days and realize that they would be canceled. All of these icons, all of these iconic people, you know? So, a few years back, Roseanne Barr had resurrected the Roseanne Show. It had been gone for 2 decades. Got the whole original cast back together, including both the girls that played one daughter. I don't know how that worked. And, she got on Twitter, which, I don't know. She decided to do a joke on Twitter, and that backfired on her. However, she only targeted Valerie Jarrett. And, Wanda Sykes, who was also a comedian, very hypocritically, she decided that she wouldn't be returning to the show as though I think she was some sort of consulting producer. And ABC unequivocally said they were going to cancel the show, but Roseanne got kicked off, and then they continued the Roseanne Show without Roseanne. So it's come to today. Whoopi Goldberg has been suspended for 2 weeks by ABC, the same ABC that got rid of Roseanne Barr and her show for her comments about the Holocaust. And see, here's the true story that comes out, both about Barr and Whoopi Goldberg. They both had an opinion, which they're entitled to have. They're entitled to have an opinion. And now, Whoopi is unable to properly contextualize history or see it outside her own little contemporary leftist worldview. But Whoopi Goldberg and I have one thing in common. We're both talk show hosts, and we have no power. We're just talking. Words do not really hurt anybody. If you let words hurt you, you need some specialized help. You really do. She should be able to express herself without fear of losing her job. As should Joe Rogan and Roseanne Barr and anybody out there today. That said, the slap on the wrist, probably intended to keep her out of the public eye to weather out the storm, is also performative because nobody believes her career is in danger. And but now, if Goldberg were a conservative, which her real name is Johnson, if her career in mainstream entertainment would be over, and the nation would be plunged into another insufferable conversation about the right-wing menace and the dangers of unfettered speech. And yet, here we have a comedian who has done something. Now, if I did this, if I got out there and decided to change my name to Bill Shapiro, I would be accused of appropriating a culture, appropriating a religion. And here she is. She has basically done this because Whoopi Goldberg is not her name. Her name is Karen Johnson. She has appropriated a Jewish name, and she's saying what she says without even doing the math in her head about that. But she gets suspended, and suddenly you got people like Scarborough and Brzezinski that are troubled about cancel culture. Welcome to the world, people. Disney and ABC are owned by the same company. Gina Carano, former athlete, former MMA fighter. She has segued into being an actress. She played Cara Dune in The Mandalorian. She didn't get a 2-week suspension. She was fired for social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identity. But she didn't belittle anyone in the way Goldberg or even Anna Navarro did the other day while generalizing the attempted extermination of Jews as an act of white supremacy or white-on-white inhumanity on The View. She used Nazis to make a reductive, misplaced point about how dangerous it can be when the state singles out certain classes of people. And the double standard was obvious immediately as we learned that actor Pedro Pascal, who plays the Mandalorian on the show, was comparing Auschwitz to the Trump-era border apprehensions. This is the same kind of thing that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and scores of leftists and some conservatives engage in. It would be wonderful if people had another historical event to exploit, but we're going to need a lot of censors if ignorance is classified as a speech crime. And then there's Stephen Colbert, who had Goldberg on to explain her comments. This was her big coming out, her big apology. And he let Goldberg have her say rather than merely accepting the least generous interpretation of her words. And the next day he was on television insinuating that Ron DeSantis, a governor of a state with the third highest number of Jews in the nation, has Nazi sympathies because he didn't take the time to condemn a few publicity-seeking cosplaying nuts in Orlando. For Colbert, who gives people such as Jew baiter Ilhan Omar softball interviews, anti-Semitism is mostly a useful cudgel with which to attack conservatives. But having said that, who has been calling for the firing of Whoopi Goldberg? But since she wasn't fired, and since she isn't getting fired, this will almost surely harden conservative views on open speech. Because when these guys institute these rules upon us and expect us to live by them, we expect them to live by them too. And we're looking for tit for tat and the pearl clutching of the pressure campaigns, but mostly there'll be calls for revenge. And you can only expect people to live under two sets of rules and standards for only so long. A large chunk of the less time these days is taken up with attempts to undercut open discourse. And not just the bunch of crybabies at Georgetown Law are trying to get Shapiro fired for clumsily expressing the view of 76% of Americans, or media reporters at CNN, or musicians trying to pressure Spotify to deplatform Rogan, or it's the president and the politicians who pressure companies to shut down speech they disapprove of. And it's not the well-known apostates who live in fear of committing speech crimes. And that's the big thing. You should not have to live in fear of worrying about what you say. You should be able to say and think and do whatever you want. Either you believe in free expression or you don't. And those who don't are usually authoritarian. And like most authoritarians, they don't even know they're the bad guys. But guess what? They are the bad guys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, hey, there's a voter recall coming up in 4 months, and things aren't going too well for the San Francisco far left District Attorney Chesa Boudin. His office appears to now be a dumpster fire of controversy. And I'm talking about coming in all directions. This past Thursday, the news went out about court transcripts that a shouting match broke out in the courthouse between Chase's staff and the lawyers of a witness, Megan Hayashi, who testified the DA's office told her to withhold critical evidence that could have exculpated an officer in a police brutality case. DA's investigation of the matter neglected to mention that the cop in question was answering a domestic violence call and didn't just start beating the suspect for no good reason. The officer's defense team thought that relevant, and apparently Chase's staff were intimidating the witness. According to the San Francisco Examiner, after the court exited the courtroom, defense attorney Nicole Pafari told the judge attorneys for the DA's office started yelling at and began to yell at counsel for Ms. Megan Hayashi, telling him to do his job. Pafari told the judge that one of the attorneys for the DA's office pointed at a witness and told her she was being accused of a crime. It's intimidating a witness. It's unprofessional. It's very problematic, and they're trying to affect the testimony of this witness off the record. I have a real problem with what just happened. They were yelling at her attorney in open court. It's not clear what crime the attorney allegedly referred to. Judge Teresa Cafis said, okay, let's not yell. Okay, thank you. Will the court please instruct attorneys for the DA's office to not address the witness, talk to her, point at her, and tell her she's, you know, off the record having discussions with the witness. It's totally inappropriate, Pafari said. An attorney for the DA's office responded, for the record, the attorney for the investigator was yelling, too. So that makes it okay. If everybody's yelling, it's just like in Chicago. If everybody's shooting at each other, it's okay. Obviously, her testimony was bothering them, despite the fact that the leftist judge seemed to think it was irrelevant to the case as Chesa did. It got the defense lawyer barking, and even more significantly, it got the San Francisco police chief furious. That's a game changer. Chief Bill Scott yanked all cooperation with the DA's office on investigations of police brutality cases as a result of this sneaky bid to stack the deck against the accused cop. And this is rather a heavy blow to Chesa, who goes at these cases with a gusto that's wholly lacking in his presentation of violent crime. Chief Cut could have done this quietly, as the examiner notes, but he went loud and proud in public instead. They said the chief could have reached out privately to Boudin about the testimony and what it meant in relation to their memo of understanding, the agreement Scott abruptly terminated on how they handle investigations into police misconduct. Instead, Scott issued a press release, a highly public statement saying the testimony convincingly established that the San Francisco District Attorney's Office has not adhered to the MOU's provisions. In a letter to Boudin linked in the press release, Scott said confidence has been eroded in how the two departments work together on investigations into misuse of force. That's MOU. Headlines on the press release cited court revelations that prosecutors withheld evidence in investigations and evidence that the DA's office systematically concealed information and evidence. This is a damning language in press release about a district attorney who's facing a recall election in June. So Chesa and his team did a press conference on Thursday, attempting to claim that Chesa was as outraged as anyone about Hayashi's testimony, among other things, but it didn't go well. And we get this. This is from the Marina Times on their Twitter account. This was perhaps the most surreal moment. She literally said parents could now feel safe letting kids walk on the streets because Chesa was protecting them from being killed by holding cops accountable. he pointed the finger at the police chief and he got blowback like this. From a account called The Truth About Chesa, cops must be held accountable, but so must the DA's office. When an employee feels like they will lose their job for being truthful, something is really wrong. On top of that, Bodine seems to have enraged the local press. One of the people from the TV, one of the TV channels said, "You guys don't respond, that's the problem." Said, "Don't tell the media they can email if you're not actually going to use it as a means of communication, or you pick and choose who you respond to." So, on top of all of this, as this is going on, there's 59 attorneys who have left the DA's office during Chase's tenure, 37 who just quit, 11 of whom who retired, 11 of whom who were fired. And on top of this, victims are loudly accusing him of dereliction of duty. Some are trying to sue him, and word has gotten out that the Union Square looters who trashed Tony's shops in San Francisco's premier shopping district ahead of the Black Friday weekend got let out on minor misdemeanors following Chase's announcement that he would charge these organized criminals with felonies. But Chase is going to chase a... But the public knows about it this time. And he's got the cops mad at him. He's got the people in his office mad at him. He's got the press mad at him. And he's certainly got the voters mad at him. And that's all by pointing fingers at others instead of himself, as San Francisco is circling the drain, blaming cops, engaging in sneaky peed against the cops, engaging in even more of it against the DA office employees with standards, lying and losing his prize right to investigate cops for brutality based on his dishonorable behavior. So, apparently the police chief isn't speaking to him anymore, based on the press accounts. And that's bad in a city that's inundated by violent crime, which Chesa keeps saying is either down or almost non-existent. And he dropped himself into this because he's essentially a gaslighter, a liar, a misrepresentator, and a blamer. And his lies are catching up to him, and now he's running out of gas. As one minion of Twitter noted, he's falling to pieces. He said, "You can see it in his eyes." Not exactly a guy who's up to his job. It has become chaotic enough now to make you wonder if he's actually going to last to the recall. But San Francisco, pay attention to what's happening there. If he survives the recall, you got what you deserved. You got to turn out, and you got to turn him out. You can't just let it happen. You can't not go because it isn't convenient. You got to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some unwelcome economic news for the White House as inflation remains high. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January compared to a year ago. Jared Bernstein is with the White House Council of Economic Advisors. He tells Fox News there are some silver linings, but they're focused on doing better.
In the month of January, hourly wages grew 0.7%, inflation grew 0.6%, so you see a slight beat there. Hourly wages actually grew in real terms in the month of January. That's not good enough for us.
The shortage of health care workers is in the spotlight in the Senate. Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper opening a hearing and arguing that the United States must find ways to combat burnout and build a robust and diverse health care workforce for the future. USA Radio News. Thousands of Russian troops are beginning military drills in Belarus.
Adding to the Russia-Ukraine tension, Russia and Belarus Thursday morning have started 10 days of joint military drills. England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Europe faces its biggest security crisis in decades.
Earlier this week, I met the Prime Minister of Lithuania. I'll be traveling shortly to Poland. And these are countries where every day the population wakes with an acute awareness of the threat just across their border.
Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops at the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Kellogg Company has raised prices to offset surging inflation. Its CEO telling CNBC the goal is to cover input costs with pricing and productivity after implementing price hikes last year helped to boost the company's profits. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Locked and Loaded. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Austin, Texas. Very much in transition. It's becoming a major city. They have the Southwest Festival. There's a lot of tech people going there. It's turning into an entertainment mecca as well. Interestingly enough, in Austin, Texas, in an attempt to virtue signal, they decided to legalize homeless encampments in 2021. Now, is it a year old? Is it a year and a half old? I don't really know for sure. Here we are. And now the people there are having second and third thoughts about what looked like a good idea on paper, but turned out to be an eyesore under bridges. So they have just finished removing virtually all remaining visible homeless camps and other leftist virtue signaling cities are taking notice. Now, the journey to this current outcome was far from a straight path, but put bluntly, it was a dizzying display of waffling wokeness. In 2019, the City Council of Austin had the bright idea to legalize homeless camps. And unfortunately, they took the vote in the middle of the night, 2 a.m. to be exact. I mean, only leftists do business at 2 a.m. when virtually all citizen stakeholders were asleep. A year later, the same council voted to defund the city's police budget by more than a third. Now, these decisions caused wholesale disaster and immediate negative consequences for public safety. And moreover, they led to even more chaos, violence, and recently a backlash from some grassroots groups actively rejecting the council's dangerous progressive agenda. So, like other cities across the nation, Austin residents had the chance to move in favor of restoring order as they voted on Proposition A to refund and restaff the police. And this ballot measure came a year after they voted on another referendum to curb the rampant homeless crises created by the first middle-of-the-night council vote. But unlike other cities, Austin voted down the measure in early November. After decision number one by the city council, homelessness in Austin exploded as homeless people from other cities migrated into the state capital to live off the heavily subsidized fat of the land. And this situation quickly became deadly. A whopping 10% of homeless people died in 2020 alone, with substance abuse being the leading killer. And regrettably, the gruesome run of deaths has gone on unabated. As a result, the city spent upwards of $70 million last fiscal year to deal with all related problems. And if that wasn't enough, the federal government poured in another $200 million. And it turns out that it is really expensive to make everything free and legal. But it's also a big hit for taxpayers at the state and federal level. One study of public spending on the 250 most expensive homeless people in Travis County, where Austin is located, showed a combined annual cost of $223,000 per person. And that's a lot more than most hardworking Americans earn in a year. A whole lot more. Then came Proposition B, a grassroots referendum to reinstate the city's camping ban that made it on the ballot. And again, city officials predicted it would be a close call. But it wasn't. Prop B won a decisive 58-42% victory in the spring of 2021. Then, as all this played out, the Austin woke wannabes jumped on the defund the police bandwagon and, you guessed it, yanked police resources. That made the bad public camping experiment even worse. And as a result of the insane defunding movement, Austin's fiscal 2022 police budget dropped from $434.5 million in 2019 to $292.2 million in 2020. On top of that, the city council all cut. They also cut three cadet classes and 150 officers from the budget. Now, Austin isn't that big of a city, but, I mean, that's still painful. So Proposition A was meant to help turn things around. That was this was another referendum created by the same people behind Prop B, Save Austin Now, that would have required the city to backtrack on those spending cuts and pay to maintain and train more police officers, two per 1,000 residents. It would have doubled officer training and increased their presence in the community. But Austin voters rejected Proposition A due to a campaign against it that claimed funds would be taken from the funding parks and the other city services. And that's too bad because Austin's 2021 murder tally is now the highest in its history, nearly tripling from 33 to 89 in 1 year. Austin is beginning to look a lot like Portland and Oregon and Chicago and New York. So clearly, defund the police did not work. Neither did the idealistic notion of allowing the homeless to self-govern, even with subsidies of $250,000 apiece. And I mean, you gotta ask the question, why do they still back these double-barreled bad ideas? Who wants to go to a park if it's filled with homeless people and no police to fight crime? And based on the crime and the homelessness and the general turmoil in the city, it seems like this deadly social experiment needed to end. And we can only hope that Austin's elected officials learned their lessons. But Austin is a familiar story. The number of sworn officers has dropped by more than 300 over the past year. And yet, at the same time, the city's population has grown by nearly 40,000 since 2019. And it currently stands at about 1 million. And according to data collected for the Manhattan Institute's Metro Majority Survey, more than half of Austin residents oppose defunding the police and support a more prominent police presence in their area. And the first city council vote on in the dead of the night demonstrated their complete disregard for the well-being of their citizens. Adding insult to injury, they voted again to defend the police, throwing the community into more chaos and danger at the hands of criminals. Throwing open the doors to all of the state's homeless population while employing fewer officers was, is, and always is going to be a recipe for disaster. And it's now painfully apparent that it's really easier to defund the police from a city relatively free of crime than it is to refund and remove criminals and stop the crime that has proliferated during the experiment. So it won't be easy. But at least with more officers and training on the horizon, there would have been more hope for the people of Austin now that politicians have somewhat awakened from their woke slumber. But remember this about politicians. Politicians are enabled by voters. Enabled by voters. And that's the thing to remember. Whenever you're looking at politicians and you say, oh, look at this and look at that. Remember, they didn't get there just because they got voted in. So constituents are also some that need to look up, stand up, and first of all, pay attention to what's going on. And second of all, they need to make changes when they need to make changes. And Austin, which could have been great, should have been great, is now sinking. And they've got to try to reverse that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. California. California is a violent place, despite having some of the most stringent anti-gun laws in the country. And a new study by the University of California Davis Firearm Violence Research Center is damning. It reveals that millions of adults in the Golden State have had at least one exposure of what the anti-gun researchers call experiences of violence, or EVs. Research on violence exposure emphasizes discrete, acute events such as direct and witness victimization. Little is known about the broad range of experiences of violence in daily life. This study assesses the prevalence and patterns of distribution of six EVs in one adult general population. They define their EVs as the occurrence of gunshots and shootings in their neighborhoods, encounters with sidewalk memorials where violent deaths occurred, direct personal knowledge of individuals who had purposely been shot by someone else, direct personal knowledge of individuals who'd been purposely shot themselves, direct personal knowledge of individuals perceived to be at risk of violence to another person, and direct personal knowledge of individuals perceived to be at risk of violence to themselves. They surveyed 5,018 California residents, 2,870 responded. More than 52% were female. The mean age of respondents was 47 years old. So, the results show nearly two-thirds reported at least an on EV. More than 11% reported three or more EVs. More than 30% of African Americans reported EVs involving people who had been shot by others. Respondents over 60 years old reported the most EVs involving people who had shot themselves.
respondents age 18 to 29 reported that most of the people at risk to violence themselves. And by extrapolating the data, they were able to estimate that more than 3 million California residents had 3 EVs per year. More than 5 million Californians knew someone who was intentionally shot. More than 3 million Californians know two or more people who are at risk of getting shot. So, experience of violence in daily life are widespread in the general adult population. Many occur in clear patterns that are unlike those seen for violent victimization. As with victimization, it is plausible that these experiences have durable and cumulative adverse consequences. Now, if you decide to buy a gun in California, and this is for the people that don't live in California, people of California know this full well. First of all, you have to is required to get a permit known as a firearm safety certificate to purchase handguns, rifles, and shotguns. You have to register every gun you own. And this requires that any gun brought into the state be reported to the California Department of Justice. They ban assault weapons and standard capacity magazines. Technically, California is a may-issue state for concealed carry permits, but in actuality, many jurisdictions have become no issue unless the applicant is wealthy or a celebrity, and it requires background checks for both private firearm sales and ammunition purchases. It restricts home-built firearms by requiring anyone who wants to make a firearm in their home to apply to the California DOJ for a serial number. So, that's a lot of things in place for the law-abiding. Now, for the criminals, none of this stuff matters. Which leads to all of this stuff that I just told you about from the study. But this also shows their vaunted gun control laws don't work. And the state is infringing upon the Second Amendment right of its 39 million residents for no reason other than tradition. But California's always trampled on its citizen civil rights. And data shows Californians are finally waking up. In 2021, the state suffered a net loss of the population of 0.71. And a loss of 0.71 is projected for 2022. And while conducted by anti-gun researchers and touted by gun control groups, this actually buttresses what the pro-gun rights community has been saying for decades. That a disarmed populace is a vulnerable populace, which will also become a victimized populace. But also don't be... See, all of this stuff right now is, in a lot of ways, sort of a misdirected plot. They're trying to get people to say to themselves, well, the problem is how many guns we got. The problem is this, the problem is that. And it isn't. The problem is leftist ideology. It's a very simple thing. In California today, they've got one sheriff who's been indicted for playing the pay-to-play game for permits. So it's not surprising that this may-issue, no-issue thing is a thing. Whenever they get out there and they don't recognize your rights, corruption is going to follow. This is on top of the crime explosion in San Francisco. It's on top of the crime explosion in L.A. However, in San Diego, the DA there has not decided to reform what he does. So now, what's happening in San Diego is not nearly as bad as what's happening in San Francisco and L.A. And this is the problem with this kind of gun control regime. Gun control regimes only affect the law abiding. The criminals don't care. You can have no laws on the books. You can have a million laws on the books. They don't care. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're just like COVID. They're going to be what they're going to be. And there's nothing you can really do about it. Except fight them. And in California, they would rather the populace be unarmed and defenseless. And, you know, that's... In the meantime, they're letting everybody out. Everybody gets out of jail. They've got bail reform. If you get caught up in something, well, you don't have to worry about it too much. Because you're going to be let right out. I mean, you're going to get out of there so fast, so soon. This is the way of the leftists, though. And they're never going to admit. You're never going to hear one of them say, well, it's our policy. It's our fault. Maybe it's not the gun's fault. Maybe it's not the right's fault. So many things that you're never going to hear them say when it comes to certain things concerning what has caused this to happen. And in the meantime, the citizens of California, they continue to suffer and to pay and to die. Simply because they follow politicians. You should never follow politicians. When I got into this, I was amazed at when the Tea Party was happening. I got up there. The first thing I ever said in front of anybody was, we got to keep all these guys and hold them accountable. And we'll be watching you. And that was, You could never let them go. They're not worthy of your trust. They're only good as long as they're doing the job. So, we got hour number three coming up. Going to talk to Dean Weingarten. See what has happened with him lately. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.